All right.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.
You're listening to The Other Side of the News on 94.1 WGRN FM Community Radio. I'm Bob Fitrakis, and I'm talking with Dusty Estep about the Nina Turner campaign for Congress. Coming from the Central Ohio Grassroots for Nina Turner Group. And again, you may recall Nina Turner, well-known state senator, and also very close to Bernie Sanders. So Dusty, how'd you get involved in this?
We made some buttons for Nina's campaign. Tara Samples, who's one of her very good friends, an Akron City Councilwoman. She's been in contact with Brian Myers and Kathy Cohen-Becker, who are in our little group that's organizing this fundraiser. And we made these buttons, which Brian Myers did most of the work. Truth be told, he did most of the labor.
Yeah. Are you wearing one there? Is that one of the buttons?
Yeah, I've got a couple on my shirt. Suzanne told me that's not going to be on video, so people won't be able to see it. But, you know, I was ready for it.
Okay.
But I offered to drive the buttons up to Akron to Tara. And then it just so happened the day I was going up to drop them off, Nina was going to be in Akron doing a couple events with small business owners. So I stuck around after I dropped the buttons off and watched the event and was just really inspired. And
Why were you inspired?
It just being around Nina, she's just so electric. It's like, as soon as she's in the room, it's like everyone in the room, there's just this level of excitement because she just has this energy that she brings to everyone around her. Cause I was there for probably half an hour at this coffee shop. You know, I got there super early and I was the first one there. And I was kind of sitting there thinking like, you know, geez, there's not many people here. Like, what's going to happen? And then, you know, Nina showed up with Tara and there's, you know, video cameras getting set up. And all of a sudden, all these people are showing up because Nina's there. And it just was super exciting. And she was talking to these small business owners that own this coffee shop. And it was just so intimate. And you could just see how much she cared. And they talked to people in the audience, and there was a woman who, you know, goes to a lot of Akron City Council meetings, and she was kind of getting, you know, a little boisterous. And, you know, Nina was like, you know what, I am with you 100%. I feel you. I totally understand where you're coming from. And it was just like this beautiful moment, you know, where, you know, everyone got kind of tense because this lady was like, you know, you could feel her frustration that she's been, you know, trying to go through the government and, you know, what she's been dealing with. And Nina just responded in the most perfect way. And, but I got pictures from that event that Brian asked me to send him to post on the Facebook page, Nina for Congress, that he made. And, when he posted those pictures, a bunch of people liked it and were commenting. And Michael Grom commented, we should do a fundraiser. And I was driving home from Akron and, talked to him, and we just kind of pieced it all together. And in the last 3 days, it's just been fast tracked to the point where I'm now waiting on an email from Tali from Nina's campaign, and she's going to get me a date and hopefully like a celebrity surrogate to come along with Nina to be on the Zoom call. So it's just all really exciting. It's all happening really fast. We got a great lineup of speakers, including you. And you know, I don't want to name too many names because we can't really confirm anyone until we have a date, but tentatively we have Adrian Hood and Ben Houck from California and Long Beach, who's doing the ADEM thing out there, which is a totally crazy thing on its own. But he actually did a Zoom fundraiser for Nina a couple months ago that I was in, and that's where we got the idea. So I got him to email me his itinerary from that Zoom meeting, and that's what we're using as our blueprint. And we're just kind of do it like a fast moving, great speakers, and then close it out with Nina and hopefully raise a ton of money.
All right. And again, what's your history with Nina? When did you meet her? How far back does that go?
Yeah, in 2015, before Bernie announced he was going to run and everyone was kind of wondering who was going to run, I was a big Al Franken guy because I had read Lies and the Lying, Lying Liars Who Tell Them, and I loved that book. And I was hoping he was going to run. And I had a couple friends that turned me on to Bernie, which I already knew, you know, I'd seen him screaming at people on TV for years. So I always loved him for that. And they got me turned on to him. And he was doing an event in Cleveland at the Wolstein Center at Cleveland State University.
Right.
And I decided to drive up there just 3 hours by myself and wait in line for another 3 hours to get in there and get good seats. And the first person that went up was Nina, and I didn't know who she was. And she just went up and just blew me away. I mean, the whole place was just on its feet going crazy. Like when she started talking, and I couldn't believe I didn't know who she was and that she was from Cleveland and, you know, an Ohio person. So, you know, that was where I was really turned on to her. And then, you know, Bernie came out, and then 4 years later, she's co-chair of Bernie's campaign. So, you know, and then it's just, I have yet to hear her say something I don't agree with, you know.
Well, the Clintonistas really didn't want her speaking and introducing Bernie at the convention. What was that about?
Yeah, and that's another thing I was hoping we would get into is there's like two Democratic parties right now, and they're, you know, pretty openly at war. And I feel like Nina's a really good example of what's going on, because now she's got three people running against her for this special election in August that was supposed to be in May, but it just got moved back to August for Marsha Fudge's seat that was vacated because Biden appointed her to something. So, you know, Nina's trying to get that seat. Now all of a sudden there's three other Democrats running against her. So to me, just speculation on my part, I don't have any proof of this, but it just seems like they're trying to muddy the waters like they did with Bernie in 2020 and all those candidates.
Well, it could be good to have three in there against Nina. Because maybe they'll split the vote, perhaps.
Yeah, well, that's what they said about the Bernie thing, but I always saw it as just them trying to muddy the waters and
forced everyone out, you know, in the Bernie for president race. I mean, you ended up with Joe Biden, and then all the other candidates mysteriously dropped out about the same time.
And endorsed Biden, yeah, the night before, what was it, Super Tuesday?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, pretty open conspiracy there. So that's why I say, like, it's not even really they're trying to hide anything. And, you know, there's even I don't know, like, I don't want to overstep what I'm allowed to say. But, you know, I talked to Nina's campaign manager, and she wants to get some Democrats in Ohio that are endorsing Nina as speakers on this thing, because they're kind of going out on a limb, because the Ohio DNC is kind of saying, you know, if you go out and endorse Nina Turner, you know, she better win, because, you know, there might be repercussions for those people. So we want to support everyone that's supporting her as much as we possibly can. And, you know, I remember to say it at some point during this thing, it is a people powered campaign. She's not taking any corporate money. So she's depending on people like us to step up and do fundraisers and do anything we can to raise money for her and make sure that she doesn't need to take any money from those big corporations.
All right. What other policy positions does she have?
Medicare for all is the big one. I know so many people that are single issue voters and that are really smart people, but they just are watching people around them die and suffer. And Medicare for all, it's like, if you're not Medicare for all, I'm not going to vote for you. And I know a lot of people that are like that. So that the fact that that's her big policy and something that she, you know, stands on very proudly is huge to people like me that see that. And, you know, that's a really, really big policy that we can get done and that we need to get done and that we should be getting done right now. So hopefully, you know, that happens sometime in the near future.
Well, who else is supporting Nina Turner?
As far as the Ohio Democrats that her campaign manager was talking about, I didn't get any specific names, but that's another thing. We're asking people to go to this Facebook event and hit going. And just trust us, because there's not like a lot of information on there right now. But as soon as I get that email from her, hopefully today, or, you know, as soon as she hears back from, you know, she has to put in for one of the celebrity surrogates to be there. So we're just waiting to hear back on that to get the date, you know, to shape it around their schedule. But yeah, we've got a great lineup of speakers, and it's just going to keep getting better. And there's other big names in the city that are going to be speakers too, that I don't want to say because they're not confirmed and I don't want to step out of bounds,
All right. And how do you see this evolving? Is this going to be a tight grassroots campaign? Is it going to be a crusade? Is it going to be all those things? How do you envision this campaign, particularly from the grassroots?
Yeah, I do think it's going to be all those things. I think it's going to take everybody working together. And their campaign was so excited that we were doing this. I mean, they thanked me profusely, which was like, I wanted to thank them for just letting me be a part of it. You know, there's so many things that we, you know,
yeah, being a part of history, really, it feels like.
Yeah. And with social media, it's anytime you can do something tangible, like where you're actually doing something and not just, you know, whatever on social media, which I get, you know, the irony is not lost on me that it's a Zoom meeting that's going to be hosted over Facebook event and all that. But, you know, just anytime you can use social media just as a tool to get people out on the streets and actually doing something. And, you know, they were all like, I can't believe you drove these buttons all the way to Akron just to drop these buttons off. And I tell them, like, it's just to do something tangible, to actually have something in my hands that I'm giving
and they're nice,
to someone else.
They're nice buttons. The listeners can't see them, but I can see them.
Yeah, they're very
good size.
Very nice buttons. Oh, yeah.
Collector's items and when Nina wins.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we've got some more provocative ones, but this goes over public radio, so I can't say what those would say. But yeah. Brian Myers he's the genius behind the buttons. He's got a button press and he's got a little garage and he just busts them out. And I'm sure we're going to keep making more buttons for him as the campaign goes on. And we're already planning on doing more fundraisers. Once we find out how COVID's going to work in the summertime, how loose it's going to be with, you know, people getting vaccinated, but we want to do a comedy show. We want to do a music show to raise money for here in the city. So we've got a lot of plans.
All right. And again, I'm talking with Dusty Estep, who's working with the grassroots supporters of Nina Turner in her campaign for Congress. It seems like the time's right, how this all kind of fell into place with Representative Fudge. Was it up there in Cleveland being put in the cabinet?
Yeah, it's one of those weird kind of gerrymandered districts where it's just like a straight line down from like Cleveland to kind of Akron. So
pretty much a dense packed black drawn district.
Yeah. So, I mean, if she can win the, you know, primary part of it, you know, shouldn't be any problem winning the actual seat. But
Do we know who she's running against in the primary?
I don't have those names yet. I'm sorry. I should have Googled that and figured those names out. But yeah, like I said,
To some extent, it doesn't matter to you as a grassroots guy, right? You know who you're backing.
Yeah, we got someone to fight, so we'll fight them. But yeah, we're super excited. And like I said, it's like fast lane. Everything's just happening so fast. So anyone that's listening to this, if they want to go to Central Ohio Grassroots for Nina Turner on Facebook, or I just shared it on my Facebook page, which is public. So if you want to go to Dusty Estep, Estepp on Facebook and search me and see that event there, all you got to do is click going. You'll get a notification, you know, if the date changes, which it may, and it'll be updated as far as speakers, but it'll be a really cool place where we're going to share, you know, articles, memes, which would just be, you know, like Nina's tweets and stuff, and just keep everybody up to date on what we're fighting against, what Nina's fighting against.
And you're listening to The Other Side of the News on 94.1 WGRN, the Green Renaissance FM community radio. And it looks like we got a community candidate. How do people perceive her? You've been around. How do activists, other people in general perceive Nina Turner? I know some of the mainstream Dems say she's a troublemaker.
Yeah. To me, she's a rock star, you know, and the fact that she gets on CNN and shuts people down is what I 100% love about her. It's what I love about Bernie. You know, I just love when people go on and say real things, you know, that are unfiltered and truthful and human. You know, she's very human. That's another thing I love about her. You know, it's a lot of these politicians, you're just like, you know, what's that person really like? You know, with Nina, you're like, I'm pretty sure that's what she's really like all the time. I don't think there's any, you know, front being put up. So I think that's what draws everyone to her. And like I said, just her electric personality. I mean, just being around her is like, you know, she's always got a joke. She's like the quickest wit you could ever imagine. I mean, she's just amazing to be around.
I hear you. And you plan on being around her a lot. So what's the overall strategy? I'm not looking for any secrets here, but what do you think the approach will be of this campaign?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be more grassroots. They want to get, you know, as much of Ohio involved as possible in this fight. So the whole state, you know, to kind of rally behind Nina and raise as much money as we can, since she's, like I said, not taking that corporate money. So she's going to need us to step up. And I think we're all ready to step up. And yeah, it's just really exciting time right now, because it's all just kind of getting set in motion. So,
right. The battle over the two souls of the Democratic Party you talked about earlier. What are those two souls? How do you see the difference in the party?
Yeah. I mean, I think right now, you know, unfortunately, we're going to be battling for years of, you know, Biden Democrats, Obama Democrats, people that just want to keep the status quo, don't run, want to ruffle any feathers, you know, and honesty. And I feel like I can say this because I used to be one, you know, people who do their little bit of research, but don't really know what's all really going on behind closed doors and all that stuff, which I don't know either. You know, no one really does, but, you know, but just has a better perception of what's going on as far as like deep state and what, you know, what's really motivating some of these things that go on in our government, you know, big money.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you want the Democratic Party in Ohio to look like?
I want it to
other
look
than
like
the people.
I want it to look like, you know, a progressive Democratic Party. I want our state to represent the progressive side of this fight, which I think is, you know, the two distinct sides. You got the progressives.
We're a state that went 8% for Donald Trump. You worried about that?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I drive to all these places like Akron or Cleveland, I always do the avoid highways on Google. So I drive through all these little towns. And, you know, I knew going into this thing, I was like, there's no way Trump's not going to win Ohio. It's just you go through all these little towns.
You knew Ohio was looking pretty red.
Yeah, it's just once you get outside of the big cities. Yeah. Once you get outside of the big cities. I mean, I saw signs that were like the signs you see at banks that were like digital signs with like scrolling Trump 2020 with like with the temperature, you know, 72 degrees.
Whoa.
You know? I mean, out in the country, like out in the middle of nowhere. And then, you know, all these handmade, you know, woodcrafted Trump signs out there. I mean, I was just like in awe. And then you see like All Lives Matter signs and you're going, geez, you know, just putting racism on the front lawn there.
But, I hear
but yeah,
so, it's, how can we turn this state around from a grassroots perspective other than supporting Nina Turner?
Yeah. I think Medicare for All is the big argument I always go into, you know, anytime I'm talking to someone, you know, like that from that perspective, because it just makes sense. It's so hard to argue against healthcare shouldn't be a for-profit system. You know, what is your real argument against that? No one really has one. So I feel like that's something we can all come together on. You know, there's a few things that we can all come together on. And, you know, most political conversations you have with the opposition normally go one way. It's, you know, it's all corrupt and nothing's ever going to get done. And that's the always how the conversations end. You know, if you're lucky.
Here's a few questions for you. All right. She was co-chair of Bernie's campaign, was she not?
Yeah, in 2020.
And which campaign was that? Was that nationally? Was it Ohio?
Yeah, the national campaign. I think it was her and Ro Khanna, if I'm not mistaken, representative.
And what about the Justice Democrats? Who are they and who are they endorsing?
Yeah, the Justice Democrats like AOC and Ilhan Omar, they endorsed her, God, I think a couple months ago, or as soon as she announced she was running, they endorsed her right away. So that's great. You know, I think the goal of this whole, you know, getting her into the House of Representatives is to get her into the squad, you know, so strengthen that squad, strengthen the progressive side of the House of Representatives. I think Bernie is kind of doing what he can on the Senate side of things. And I think, you know, there was probably you know, a phone call or an email from Bernie say, hey, you know, wink, wink, run for that seat in the 11th so that you can help us out in the House of Representatives.
I hear you there. So the old show, the Mod Squad, this will fit in really nice in terms of modern policies for the Democratic Party, as opposed to sort of ancient pro-corporate capitalist policies.
Yeah. And with COVID, we're all seeing, you know, plain as day, how necessary these policies are. How if we don't get these policies, things are going to boil over. I mean, you know, they've been boiling over and it's just going to keep getting worse until we do something about it. You can't be the richest country in the world and not take care of your people at all like this.
Well, in the past, she was endorsed by the AFL-CIO. Is there any notion she might get some labor support?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't have any, you know, inside information on that. But yeah, I would think that the unions and all the people that we saw show up, like when we had the debates in Westerville, this was October, I think, of 2020. We had the Democratic debate here in Westerville, and there was busloads of union people that showed up and were, you know, mostly there just to show their strength. But, you know, there was a lot of them holding Bernie signs. I don't think they officially endorsed anyone that day, but they are a force. So hopefully they endorse Nina and we can get all them behind us because she's fighting, you know, for the stuff that they want.
Well, some news sources are calling her the front runner. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like I said, she's a rock star in Ohio.
Even in some of them red areas you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for Nina. Yeah. I mean, she's such a force. And I think, you know, in the 11th, it wouldn't be a problem, but getting her in the 11th and then getting people opened up to progressive policies. And it's an uphill battle. It's a real fight. And it's a real fight with, you know, people in our own party, with the Democrats and all these people that are letting apathy win the day and are just saying, oh, Biden's in there, it's fine, we don't have to worry anymore. You know, like I'm here in Westerville, which is a suburb, and I'm surrounded.
It's either Biden or a potted plant. I wasn't real sure which was making the decisions.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of people are fine with that. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people, especially like in these more affluent areas, you know, where people are pretty comfortable and don't have to worry about too much. So they don't. And it's really a challenge to try to, you know, I'm in it every day fighting with these people, not fighting, but, you know, trying to have the conversations to, you know, get people more involved and get them to understand that, like, you know, we have to take our government back. It's right now being controlled by, you know, corporate monsters that are just, you know, letting greed win over, and it's just get uglier and uglier year by year, you know, since 1970 or whatever, since Nixon.
Well, we got less than 5 minutes left, somewhere around 4 minutes. What would you like to tell our listeners?
Just please go to the Central Ohio Grassroots for Nina Turner Facebook event, hit going, invite as many people as you can, because we can only invite so many people. We are going to have great speakers. Those great speakers will have a bunch of people following them in there. So it's going to be a great event and super excited to see everyone there.
You're listening to The Other Side of the News, 94.1 WGRN-FM. We're talking with Dusty Estep, who's out there working the grassroots for Nina Turner. Any other last thoughts on, you know, how people can get a hold of you or what's going on?
Yeah, they can go to that Facebook page. Once they hit going, they can post on there, send us messages. If they have any questions or any ideas for the fundraiser, we welcome that. Anybody who wants to get more involved, Kathy Cohen Becker, Brian Myers, and Michael Grom are the ones who are doing this with me. So I definitely want to shout them out and let everybody know that they're just, you know, as involved as I am, but I'm the one here on the radio. So I want to make sure they're represented.
All right. And you got the buttons there, and they can pick those Nina Turner buttons up at a grassroots event.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to crank out more. So if anyone has button requests, feel free to, you know, send them to that Facebook event. They can jump on there and say, I want a button, and we'll get you a button.
Okay. Any last words for the listeners?
Yeah, just keep fighting the power. And I love our city. I love Columbus. Unfortunately, we've had all these unfortunate circumstances that have made us, you know, bond together like this and form a strong grassroots coalition. But we are there and we are strong and we're not going anywhere. And anytime there's a cause, we're going to rally behind it.
Well, thank you, Dusty Estep, for your work on behalf of the grassroots. Again, any last thoughts, comments?
No, just thanks for having me, and I can't wait to listen to the show on Friday.
All right, we look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
Been listening to The Other Side of the News. Thank you, Dusty. All right. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.